Julie, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
So can you tell me a little bit about the work that KY Ready AmeriCorps is doing during the COVID-19 pandemic?
A little background first and what our members do. AmeriCorps members do a lot of interesting work in the communities that they serve in several different focus areas. And our focus area is disaster services, like in particular preparedness. So our members were already doing some pretty interesting preparedness projects out in the community before the COVID-19 crisis started anyway. We actually have 4 or 5 members serving at public health departments across the state. So really what was astonishing about what happened with our program when the COVID crisis started is that a lot of AmeriCorps programs that are not about disaster services, their members suddenly had nothing to do because the schools were closed and other kinds of businesses were closed. But the kinds of organizations that our members serve, they stay open during crises. And so our members just kept serving. What did happen, though, is their activities changed. A lot of them were instead of doing capacity building things, started doing direct service kinds of tasks. For example, we have a member at a public health department in Bowling Green. She's delivering thermometers to people who don't have them, who are sick, and who the health department is actually paying for that. She's preparing meals at a local restaurant, and she's delivering them. A lot of our members are volunteering, too, to be out in the community doing food service because that is a really, really big need right now. The food banks and pantries are rather overwhelmed, and we have members serving at food banks and pantries who have been watching the numbers of meals being prepared just going up and up and up and up, like doubling and tripling in response to COVID.
So your group is really then well-positioned to respond to this pandemic as compared to other groups.
Yes, that's true.
How has that worked out in other ways? You mentioned food banks. Are they helping to make masks, other types of PPE?
Absolutely, yes. I know one member in particular has been, no, two of them have been making masks. They have been delivering PPE. This is true for the members who are serving in the public health departments. But the mask making has been huge with two of our members who just happened to be really good seamstresses, and they just got on it right away. So, yes, they've been doing those kinds of things as well.
And that work may ramp up with Governor Andy Beshear. Now the recommendation is that everybody should be wearing a mask when you go outside, you're around anybody, really.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Not everybody has that skill, but several of our members do. So I'm sure that's going to be ongoing.
Is there any plan to make those masks available to the public at large, not just like health departments? Or is that something that we're still looking at making plans for?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the plan is for that. I am right now reaching out to a lot of the state, because we're a statewide program, so we have members serving all over the state. I'm reaching out to a lot of the public health departments right now just to see what their future plans are, because we have some member slots open for the summer, and we would love to place more members in COVID-19 specific response situations. And so, as I'm sure you probably surmise and everybody else does, the public health departments, everything's changing as we speak in terms of what they're doing and what their priorities are as this whole COVID-19 thing pans out. So it's quite possible that some of those sites would be wanting our members to do things like make masks, like lots of them, and get them out to the public. I haven't heard of any movement like that just yet. But it's definitely something that's on people's radar.
If you're just tuning in, I'm joined by phone with Julie Strzok, Program Director for KY Ready AmeriCorps. Now, there was also some interesting work being done at a Girl Scout camp as well. Can you tell me a little about that?
Yes. Well, actually, that camp has closed for the summer. Of course, Girl Scout camps are usually very busy in the summertime. But because of the COVID situation, that camp is now closed. That member is now serving in a different capacity till the end of her service period, which is next month. But while she was serving at the Girl Scout camp, it's Camp Judy Lane out near Moorhead, Kentucky. She was helping them not only be more prepared for disasters and emergencies and assessing the camp to make sure that the camp was safe and identifying things about it that weren't. Also, the camp needed to be reaccredited. They had not been accredited in some time, and so she really, from the ground up, developed all of the paperwork and the forms and invited a area emergency management didn't even know some things about the camp that they needed to know, and that came out during her assessment and her project too. So yes, that was a very interesting project, and I know she was kind of grieving that she had to leave early because of the COVID crisis.
Yeah, back before the world completely changed.
Yes, exactly.
So would you say that your members now are completely focused on COVID-19?
I would say so, yes. I mean, in various capacities they are. I mean, some of them are doing behind-the-scenes kinds of things. I know one member at Mercer County Health Department is monitoring all their social media, and she's in charge of staying on top of everything that comes out of the governor's office and then updating the public health department site with that information. I'm trying to think if I could target any other, you know, there's a number of members. They just segued right into whatever the agencies needed at the, you know, as soon as the COVID crisis, you know, started to happen.
If anybody is interested in the summer program or becoming a member in the future, where can they find more information about that?
Well, we have a website. It's kyready.eku.edu. And there's a link there about becoming a member as well as becoming a service site and some online forms that are associated with those pages. And that would be the first step, because especially for members. And then the other thing that's happening on the EKU campus, because that's where we're centered, is I'm going to be putting out some specific member position descriptions and calls for applications on EKU students today. We're looking for members to serve as a team in Lancaster in a COVID response gardening project. So that's something that's coming up, and I'm hoping to get some good recruits for that.
Julie Strzok, Program Director for KY Ready AmeriCorps, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.